Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Connie?
Hi. It hurts, Penny. Losing my mom really hurts.
Come downstairs, Connie. Your friends want to show you they love you. Oh, and there's a guy I've never seen before looking for you. He said his name is Jeff Lewis.
Really?
Who is he?
He was my first love.
I heard about your mom and thought I'd come to pay my respects. I'd love to have coffee or a meal with you sometime, when it's appropriate.
Can you give me a teaser?
Well, I became a Christian, in part because of you. And now I'm a pilot for a missionary organization that flies into troubled areas around the world.
That works. Until then.
I'll be praying for you, Connie.
Thanks, Jeff. Oh, Jeff, sorry I'm late.
No worries, Connie. I already got you a Wadfam Choksad.
You did?
I assume you still like those. It's been a while.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Are you okay?
Fine. Actually, I just had a breakdown at the home improvement store. But other than that, I'm completely fine.
A breakdown?
Over paint samples. Look, which of these do you like best? Buttercream frosting, daisy petal, or afternoon sun?
They all look yellow.
Well, they are yellow, but I need the right yellow. See, my roommate Penny and I, we moved into my mom's house. Eugene and Wooten were helping me, and we were going to pick out a new fridge and paint the walls. And I had all these plans for what I would change. And I couldn't do it. My mom didn't like yellow.
But she doesn't live there anymore. You do.
But it feels disrespectful somehow. Like, I don't care about what she thought. Like, she doesn't matter.
I know. You think it's too soon after she died.
Oh, Jeff, I'm sorry. I didn't come here to talk about me or my mom. I want to find out about you. The missionary pilot thing you're doing.
It's okay, really. If you need to talk.
No, please. Tell me everything from the beginning.
Okay. Well, you may remember that I've always wanted to be a commercial pilot.
Uh-huh. And it's been your dream since you were little, right?
Well, that dream stuck. So I got my private pilot's license and a degree in aviation. And I was working on the 3,000 flight hours I needed to qualify for a job with a major airline. But then my friend, who'd been letting me borrow his plane, had to sell it when I was down to my last 300 hours.
And it's not like people have planes sitting around waiting for you to borrow.
Well, that's what I thought, until Dr. Graham came to see me.
Lily Graham? She was my mom's doctor.
Well, if you know her, then you know how persuasive she can be.
Yeah.
You need more flight hours, Jeff. And our medical missions team needs a pilot.
Except you want me to fly into the jungles of South America. That's not exactly the same as flying in and out of Odyssey Airport.
Look, you were number one in your class at flight school. And you said yourself you've been trained on short runways.
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean I can land in a jungle. Seriously, Dr. Graham, you should ask someone else.
There is no one else. Our usual pilot broke his leg yesterday, and he won't be able to make the flight. We really can't wait until he's recovered. Or should I say the people in the villages can't wait. And I've checked around. I don't have any other options.
But I've never done anything like this before.
As if that ever stopped you.
And frankly, I'm looking for a career with the commercial airlines, not Puddle Jumpers Incorporated. I'm sorry, Dr. Graham.
Jeff, you don't think the commercial airlines look at the kinds of flight hours you have? I mean, won't they be impressed with diverse experience?
Well...
And all you'd be doing is flying me, my nurse Ava, and our medical supplies. I know the people and the area. It's perfectly safe. You get what you need, and I get what I need. And, oh, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. This one time.
That's all I ask.
Well, why were you so adamant about not going? Were you afraid?
No, to be honest, it's because I was hoping a regional airline or a commuter company might give me a chance. That's part of the strategy to get a foot in the door to the big commercial companies.
Mm.
And if I left the country to help Dr. Graham, I might miss the opportunity.
What?
think someone's watching us.
Where?
Through the front window, behind the potted plant.
Oh, that's Wooten.
Why is he hiding? Isn't he allowed in Wits End?
Oh, well, no, that's just his way of being discreet. He's checking up on me because of the bacon incident.
The bacon incident?
Yeah, we were looking at new refrigerators because my mom's is so old. And, well, household appliances can carry more emotion than you'd expect. You wouldn't believe the memories a meat drawer can hold.
I never thought about it.
Well, ours always smelled like bacon. I loved having it for breakfast. But when I opened the refrigerators in the appliance section, they just smelled like plastic. So I burst into tears. It was so embarrassing, crying about bacon of all things.
It's understandable, though. Maybe you should tell Wooten to come in. He looks pretty concerned.
Oh. Wooten, come in!
That did it.
The funny thing is, Mom didn't even like bacon. But she always kept some tucked away in the meat drawer just in case I stopped by. I found her grocery list after she died. It was there. Bacon for Connie, it said.
Oh, hi, Connie. I was just sort of walking by with this box of tissues. Do you maybe need one?
Yes, thank you, Wooten. Mm-hmm. Oh, Wooten, have you met Jeff?
Oh, hi, Jeff. Yeah, we met at the wake, you know, between the carrot cake and the bowl of mints.
Nice to see you again.
You too.
Jeff was just telling me about his adventures as a pilot.
Oh, I love adventures about pilots. Is there romance, too? Because I really love adventures with pilots and romance. And spies in the French Resistance. But I'll take the romance over the French Resistance if I have to make a choice.
Well, I do fall in love in the story.
You do?
Woohoo! Okay, Jeff, let's do this.
Sure, Wooten. Why don't you join us?
Okay, pass the bowl of pretzels, please.
Here.
So, Dr. Graham, Ava Parker, and I were flying into a small village in Venezuela.
I'm already excited.
Isn't it beautiful, Jeff? You can see the waterfall over there. And look at those magnificent trees.
Yep.
Isn't it amazing, Ava?
I can't look now. I think I'm getting airsick.
I'm holding it as steady as I can.
Oh, I'd love to get my own pilot's license one day.
The sooner the better, I think.
Oh, there's the village. They always come running when they hear the plane. They're waving. Ava, wave.
I'm still trying to get my lunch below my neck.
Now, where do we land?
Okay, Jeff, the strip is right over there. You see it? Along the lake?
What? There? The FAA requires a 2,600-foot landing strip minimum for this plane.
Well, then it's a good thing the FAA doesn't have jurisdiction down here.
That's not the point.
Sorry, it's our only option.
Maybe if we went further inland.
Right, and spend hours trying to get back by foot? Relax, we've landed here dozens of times.
I've never done this with passengers, not on such a short strip. More weight means we need more runway space.
Hey, I'm okay with the risk. What about you, Ava?
Anything, just get me on a stable ground.
Oh, have faith in your skills, Jeff, I do.
All right, hang on. Landing gear down, altitude checked. No tower to call into. Here we go!
Tree!
I see it. Brace yourselves. And we're...
Oh, down!
Now if we can just stop it. Come on, slow down. We're running out of strip.
Put on the brakes! No!
We're gonna hit the lake!
No, we aren't!
Well, look at that. We made it.
I never doubted you for a minute.
And here come the villagers. We better go greet them.
Hola, hola, Dr. Lily. Dr. Lily.
Oh, Francesca, good to see you.
Dr. Lily, good of you to come.
Francesca's the only villager who speaks English. So what are we dealing with this time, Francesca?
Much sickness, many babies.
Oh, do you have a hut where we can set up?
Oh, yes, special place for you. You will see.
Ava, if you'll grab our medical bags.
I think I left my stomach at the other end of the runway.
What can I do?
You can carry Ava while she carries the bags.
Wow, this
is amazing. You built this for us, Francesca?
Hospital.
Hospital? Adobe brick and a dirt floor? Is that sanitary?
This isn't the Mayo Clinic.
Last time we were here, Francesca moved out of her hut so we could use it.
This is perfect, Francesca. Thank you so much.
People are waiting. Sick babies.
Okay, Ava, you should go out and start the triage.
Okay. Looks like there are more patients than usual.
Anything I can do?
You could help Ava.
I don't know anything about
talking to patients. Just write down the names of the patients, and if you can understand any Spanish, write down their symptoms, too.
Oh. Yeah, I can do that.
So you went all the way to South America to play receptionist?
It's called triage, and it's not really like a receptionist. You have to be able to understand people's medical problems.
Ooh, usted sabe español?
What?
¿Qué?
He asked if you know Spanish.
Obviously not.
Jeff was thrown out of Spanish class for calling the teacher a cochino instead of a cocinera.
Oh, a dirty pig instead of a chef. Easy mistake. Don't be too hard on yourself, Jeff.
She had brought in some homemade sopapillas that day, and never mind.
I hope things went better for you at the clinic.
Well...
Mano. Mi mano.
Mano, you say. Like mononucleosis?
No. Mano. Mi mano.
Oh, your hand. Mano, got it. Good to know. And next, por favor.
Hola. Ayúdame, por favor. Ayúdame.
Your name? Tu nombre?
Maya.
Tu problema?
Ay, necesito medicina.
You need medicine.
Sí.
Por tu?
No, no. Yo tengo medicina para mí, no.
You have medicine for you.
Sí.
Okay, then why do you need medicine?
Ay, para bebé.
Oh, you have a baby.
Sí.
I didn't even see her there all wrapped up.
Está enferma.
Enferma?
Sí.
She is sick.
Sí, sí.
Dr. Graham wants to see the babies as a priority. Rápido, por favor.
Ay, muchas gracias.
You didn't say this was an airplane romance and sick baby adventure. I don't like sick baby stories.
Neither do I, but we had to deal with them.
Ava, we have to set up the respirator right away.
Okay.
Jeff, hold the baby, please.
But...
Here.
Hi there, little girl. Or boy. I guess the blue tint to his skin isn't normal.
It's a girl, and no, it's not. Nor should her eyes be rolled back in her head.
¿Estará bien?
Haremos todo lo posible. We'll do everything we can. Sit down. Please, sit down.
Jeff, lie the baby down here.
Oh, she's completely listless.
Dr. Graham, there is a long line of people. Maya? ¿Qué? Graciana, ¿qué tiene de malo?
Francesca, we're trying to figure out what's wrong. We don't know yet.
Wait, you know Maya?
Yeah, she's my sister. The baby, Graciana, is my niece.
Okay, sit with Maya while we give the baby some oxygen.
Maya, ¿dónde está Alberto?
Está esperando afuera.
Alberto, my nephew, is waiting outside. He's worried about his little sister. Should I bring him in?
No, not until I figure this out. Ava, hand me my stethoscope.
Here.
Should I find her husband? Where are all the men in this village anyway?
They're all away working. A 2 days walk.
Oh. Then I'll go outside and stay with Alberto.
Thank you, Jeff.
Will the baby be all right?
We're doing our best.
Hola. You must be Alberto.
Sí. Hola.
I'm Jeff.
You? Fly plane.
Sí. You know English?
Un poco. A little. My tía Francesca.
So, your Aunt Francesca taught you some English. And what's that? A rattle for the baby?
Music.
Oh, music. Looks like you made an instrument. Can I see it?
Sí.
Gracias. What's this? A butter container with what? Rocks inside?
Maraca.
Sí, maraca. You're a very clever boy to make this. You know, we could make more instruments.
¿Qué?
A drum. We could make,
tambor.
Yes, tambor. Maybe we could use the boxes we brought. They're behind the clinic. Conmigo.
So now you're a pilot, triage person, babysitter.
Oh, and drum maker.
Yeah, Alberto was a cute kid and incredibly resourceful for an 8-year-old.
So what happened with the baby?
Well, after Alberto and I made drums, castanets, and a guitar that looked more like a petrified goose, I went back to the clinic. Is Graciana getting better?
She's stable. Her breathing has improved and her oxygen levels are closer to normal, but
I don't understand it. I mean, the symptoms point to pneumonia, but her lungs are mostly clear and she doesn't have a fever.
With so many babies suffering from the same thing, could it be a virus of some sort?
I don't think so, but I just don't know. Ava, I'll check Graciana's vitals again. Why don't you go out and update Maya?
All right.
What did the sick people here do before you started coming, Dr. Graham?
Well, they may do on their own. The sad thing is, many of their common ailments, malaria, tuberculosis, dysentery, have fairly simple and inexpensive cures, but they just don't have access to treatments.
So what happens?
Many of them die.
Then it's a good thing you come here. How did you find out about this place?
10 years ago, a friend of mine came here almost by accident. He saw the need and suggested I come down to help. Well, actually, he cornered me into coming.
Like you cornered me?
Pretty much. Except my argument was that it didn't fit into my plans as a doctor. I've been coming back ever since.
How often do you fly down here?
2, maybe 3 times a year. I trade off with a handful of other doctors in Odyssey and Connellsville. We're trying to organize a network, connecting doctors to places in need. I'm going to have to monitor Graciana overnight.
You'll sleep here?
Mm-hmm. I brought a cot.
What would they do without you?
You know, Jeff, that's not the question I wonder about anymore.
No?
No. I wonder what I'd do without them.
Perdón. Graciana está mejorando?
Yes, Graciana is better. Maya, are you all right? You look faint.
Uy, estoy mareada.
She says she's dizzy. Here, siéntate. Sit down. Agua.
What's wrong with her?
She's exhausted.
Oh, muchas gracias, doctor. Y tú, Jeff?
Me? Oh, you mean for keeping Alberto company. No problema. It was fun.
Gracias.
Maya, you look unwell. You need rest. Jeff, would you walk Maya back to her hut, see if you can find something for her to eat?
Sure. Do you need anything else tonight?
No, thanks. Ava will help me finish up.
I'll help you, Maya. Vámonos.
Gracias.
You know where you're staying tonight, Jeff?
The Four Seasons, room 106.
Mm-hmm. Or the hut next door.
That works, too.
Jeff, I thought you said there was romance in this adventure. Oh, wait. I know. It's Maya, isn't it? The damsel in distress. A moonlit walk on a warm, star-studded evening.
It couldn't be Maya. Mm. She's obviously already married. She's got 2 kids.
Actually, her husband died some time ago of typhoid.
Well, anyway, she's older than you.
Nope. Same age.
But you speak different languages.
The language of love crosses all borders. I read that in a Mexican fortune cookie.
You did not.
Don't spoil the moment.
So, anyway, I fell asleep on a makeshift hammock in my own personal mosquito net, and, well, the next morning...
Jeff, glad you're here.
What's wrong, Dr. Graham?
We had 3 more babies come in last night. Same symptoms as Graciana. Difficulty breathing, pulse rates in the 30s, O2 levels in the low 80s.
What's that mean?
It means they're not getting enough oxygen. Maybe it's inflamed lungs, infection. I'm not sure. The good news is that they're showing slight improvement here at the clinic, but it is not enough.
What do you need me to do?
Well, I've asked Ava to look around the village, and I would like you
Hola,
to...
Hola, doctor.
Francesca, good morning.
Has my sister come yet?
No.
That's strange. I thought she would come for Graciana.
She was exhausted when I took her back to her hut last night.
Francesca, is there anything you could think of that the babies share? Something they play with, or wear, or anything they all might be fed?
Well, we take good care of our babies. They get good water, kept warm. We even use a warming hut in the cool months.
One of the cool months. We should have come then.
We are in the cool months.
Okay, what is a warming hut?
A hut with fire in the middle. We warm babies there.
Okay, Jeff, find Ava and see what you can learn about this warming hut. Francesca, you'll take them?
Oh, sí, yes, claro. Pasen por aquí, vengan, síganme.
Whoa, this place is like a sauna.
Lots of windows, so there's good airflow.
It's empty now, but babies like it. Sleep peaceful here.
And it doesn't even seem smoky.
It smells good, too. Like, what is that, vanilla?
We burn plants to give a nice scent.
soothes the babies.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of soothing.
What kind of plants?
Many different ones. The children pick them by the river.
Huh. It has a strong effect. I'm feeling a little woozy. Must be the heat.
Yes, it seems. Oh.
What's wrong?
We have to get out of here. Right now.
It was something she saw that made her...
I know! She saw a reticulated python, or maybe a blue poison dart frog, or one of those 3D pictures at the mall where you have to scrunch up your eyes real tight.
Close. Huh? She saw a flower.
Oh.
It wasn't just any flower.
Okay, just start over, Ava. What did you see?
A large white flower in with the plants being burned. It looked like it might be Brugmansia, which is highly toxic. If the babies were breathing in the pollen from those plants...
Then they've been poisoning the babies.
Yes, poisoning?
Oh, we'll have to find the source to make sure. Have you always used those plants in the warming hut, Francesca?
Well, the warming hut is new. The doctor said to use the plants.
Okay, wait. What doctor?
The other doctor who sometimes comes.
Has he been treating the other villagers?
Last time... Maya.
Maya, who looked very sick last night. Okay, Ava, stay here with the babies. Francesca, go down to the river and get me some of those flowers. And Jeff, take me to Maya's hut.
Aye, aye. Maya's hut is right here.
Jeff! Doctor!
Hola, Alberto.
Banda! Una banda!
Oh, I see. You and your friends made a band.
Alberto, ¿dónde está tu mamá?
Mi mamá está en casa. Dormida.
She's sleeping?
Look, Jeff. Maraca. Drum. Guitar. Castanet.
Wow. Be in. That's great.
Alberto, take me to your mother.
Si. Mama. Mama. Despierta. Mama?
Is that what?
Step aside. Let me see
Mama.
Her.
Maya. Unconscious. Bleeding out of the mouth and nose, pulse is weak but rapid.
What do you think it is?
It could be any number of things. Ebola, hantavirus, exposure to poison. It's impossible to say without tests, and we don't have the lab equipment for that.
Could it be from the warming hut? She probably went in there with the baby.
No different symptoms. Her body is shutting down. Are you able to carry her to the clinic, Jeff?
Sure, of course.
I can give her an epinephrine injection for the anaphylaxis. That will reduce the constriction in her throat.
Will that save her?
It will ease her suffering.
What are you saying?
She's dying, Jeff. And I don't know what we can do.
What will happen to Maya and to Jeff, Lily, and Ava on their overseas adventure? Be sure to join us next time to hear the conclusion. Meanwhile, did you know that there are thousands of organizations serving people around the world, like Dr. Graham, Ava, and Jeff did in today's adventure? Why not take a moment and pray for them as a family? Who knows? You might go to one of those countries yourself one day. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The pilot was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Gap Digital and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold, and our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Gary Reed, Lori Tritel, Amanda Troop, and Helena Santana, Julio Cesar Chavez, and Roxana Ortega. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.